Yes, it's the Goldberg.
You know, ladies, when I tell you that New Dodge is one soap for everything in your wash, I mean everything.
Now, look here, young man. I want to talk to you about that.
About Dodge doing everything?
Yes. Now, last week, I had a lot of tablecloths and towels in my wash. And they have to come out white to suit me.
Well, just do them with Dodge, and they'll come out gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen more snowy whitewashes than New Dodge gives you. Why, your towels will be whiter, far whiter than you can get them with any number of other soaps.
Well, I also had some of my husband's overalls in my wash. Do you mean to say Daz is going to get them clean?
Sure. Daz will get them wonderfully clean. And you won't have to do any hard scrubbing. And no boiling either. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than New Daz.
But look, I had a couple of rayon slips and a lot of fussy colored washables. Now, you aren't going to tell me I can use Daz for them, too.
I certainly am. Dove is far safer for those pretty colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. You see, like I said, Dove does everything in the wash.
Oh, I declare. This Dove is the most amazing soap I've ever heard of.
You bet Dove is amazing. Just you try it, you'll see Dove is a brand new kind of granulated soap. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it.
Oh.
Why, you can tell the difference just by the suds. Notice Dove makes far more suds than any of the four other popular granulated laundry soaps.
My.
And Dove gives you suds that build up faster and last longer.
Hey, the more I hear about this Dove, the better it sounds.
Well, just give Dove a chance to prove what wonders it does for all three kinds of wash. Worksheets, towels, rayons, everything. Then see if you don't agree, Dove is the most amazing soap you ever used. Remember the name, D-U-V, Dove, in a big red and white box.
Now, the Goldberg. Night seems to have stopped dead in its tracks at the Goldberg house because so many things have happened. Molly's plan to straighten out the lives of four people has turned into a riot, for Dr. Cater has left Orianne for good, and Mrs. Way has given up all hope of getting back her former husband. In fact, Mrs. Way has offered to pay and is going to pay Way's old debt. And now, nothing seems to be able to stand in the way of the marriage of Orianne and Edward Way. But the long night brings another visitor.
Mrs. Way, please. Please open this coat and don't leave yet. Please don't leave yet. You look so perturbed and disturbed. It's late. I'll fix some coffee. Come, you'll come in the kitchen with me. Fix some coffee and we'll both drink a cup. Come. Come. Then I'll walk home with you to the hotel, or maybe Mr. Goldberg will slip on something. He'll drive you home to the hotel. Come, I don't want to see you go home alone like that, looking at your look. Excuse me, one minute, please, Mrs. Bay. Please, just one
burning on the way back.
Yeah? Well, I'm glad you stepped in, Tim. I'm very glad to see you. You didn't want to see us for such a long time. Is that nice, huh? But where did Mrs. Ray put her pocketbook? Did she left her pocketbook in here? Oh, look on the sideboard. Maybe it's on the sideboard.
All right.
I'm very glad to see you, Tim. Brady as well. She was also surprised you didn't come. How's your mama, Seymour?
Oh, she's all right.
Exactly. What did you do to the pocketbook, Mrs.? Oh, I have it. Excuse me, Seymour, dear.
Yeah.
Open your coat, maybe Seymour wants some nibble something. I'm making coffee for all that stuff. Excuse me.
Mr. Way and Orianne are outside.
Well,
walking up and down the road together.
I know.
May I ask what happened?
So much, Seymour.
You look so exhausted, Rosie.
Well, this has all been too much for everybody.
Please sit down. Can I get you something?
No, thank you, Seymour.
Have you missed me, Rosie?
Of course, Seymour.
I wish you meant that. I'm sorry. You wouldn't say it if you didn't mean it. I haven't been over because I thought your father looked askance at my attention to you. And he's been rather irritable at the mill, too. And I know what with all that's going on with Mr. and Mrs. Wayne and Orianne.
We all missed you, Seymour.
I'm not interested in everybody, Rosie. I'd just like to hear you say you missed me.
I said I missed you, Seymour.
I guess your house every day. Would you believe it? You do a lot of silly, foolish things when you're in a condition.
Have you heard from your mother lately, Seymour?
She's all right. She's very concerned about me now.
Well, why now?
I'd rather not talk about it.
You'd rather not?
I'd rather not. It concerns me very vitally. You haven't been to the movies lately either, Rosie.
No, there's been too much going on here.
Orianne is foolish. If she doesn't marry the man she loves.
Well, she thinks that she can learn to love the man that she pities.
I never want anyone to marry me because they were sorry for me. Never. That's why before I'd ever declare my love for anyone, I'd have to be certain it was reciprocated. I'm too sensitive to be rejected.
There's Mama.
Oh, Pop.
Oh, it's rather late for visiting. Don't you think so, Seymour?
Yeah, I do indeed. But I saw the lights in your window when I went to the movies, and when I came back from the movies, I saw the lights, so I...
Go to bed, Rosie.
Yes, Pa. Good night.
Good night, Miss Goldberg. If I disturbed you, it was only my concern, because when I saw the lights...
Good night, Rosie.
Good night.
Good night. If there's anything I can do, Mr. Goldberg...
Thank you.
I didn't mean to intrude, but you...
Good night. Simo?
What must I do to gain and win your esteem, Mr. Goldberg?
Huh?
I have such a high regard for you and your family, not only because I love your daughter.
What's that?
I don't have to hesitate to express my honest feelings. They're my feelings, and they're sacred. Whether you approve of them or not has nothing to do with what I feel. I love her.
When did you tell her that?
I didn't tell her. She loves me. She knows it without having to be told. She doesn't know it. I'll wait. I have plenty of time. I'm young.
Good night.
Good night. I'm glad I told you, and I feel I can look you straight in the eye.
Good night, Seymour.
You'll be proud of my future someday, Mr. Goldberg.
Good night, Seymour.
If you're thinking of firing me, tell me right now, Mr. Goldberg.
I said good night.
I'm enlisting in the Navy. Mr. Goldberg, so you can save yourself the trouble.
You're enlisting?
Yes.
You're not too young?
I'm 18 and 3 months past.
Come here, Seymour. Sit down.
Yes.
Was I... disrespectful to you, Seymour?
No.
Sammy will be going too when he finishes his college course.
Why not?
Does Rosie know?
I didn't want to tell her until I'm accepted. If I'm rejected, that'll be one more thing against my spirit.
You're eligible, Seymour. Hey, and how are you eligible?
I saw the light in your window and I...
Would you mind, dear, if I'll ask a special favor of you, darling, to go put on your coat, dear.
Yeah,
and I want you to do something for Mrs. Goldberg. Yes, yeah. Dear. Orianne is walking up and down outside with Mr. Ray. Don't tell Mr. Ray, but just tell Orianne, please, that I...
Sit down, Molly.
Just a minute, dear, darling, just a minute. Seymour, you don't mind if she'll just do that to Mrs. Goldberg, huh?
Tell Mrs. Goldberg, Seymour, maybe she'll realize that the world is not only revolving around its axis.
Tell me what, Seymour.
What do you want me to tell him, Mr. Galbraith?
What you told me.
That I love Rosie?
That also.
Mrs. Galbraith knows that.
And does she know that?
No. That I didn't tell her.
Then tell her.
I'm enlisting. In the Navy. I'll tell Lillian that you want her. See, Mrs. Galbraith, you're crying?
Suddenly, Seymour. 18, 3 months passed. Not too well blessed by nature, not too well blessed by circumstances, throws the whole picture of Molly's concern into a new relief. He stands there, a little scrawny, his Adam's apple sticking out. Very little like a knight in shining armor, but more of a hero than he thinks himself. Don't look now, but are you still using an old-fashioned halfway soap for your dishes? Is it a mild bar soap that doesn't have real speed? Or a tough granulated soap that's short on kindness to your hands? Well, halfway soaps like that are cheaters in the dish pan. That's why new Dove's is such welcome news. You see, Dove's is that same wonderful new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash and say. Dove's has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Now, notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Actually, it's the only leading granulated laundry soap that treats your hands with this extra kindness. Yet, Dove's can't be beat by any other soap for speedy dishwashing. It cuts right through even tough roasting pan grease without hard scouring. Why, you can see the difference in Dove's right in the suds. So, try it today. Dove's has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Govers. Molly knows that her world includes not only Seymour and the world on its axis. It includes what she's begun for Oriane. And that, well, that Molly intends to finish. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.